to Headline News with Resistance Chicks. We're your hosts, Leah and Michelle. It's Friday, which means we're going to bring you the top news stories from this week, which have been so much like dripping with news. Okay, first of all, Ron DeSantis finally, after standing outside of the pool with his little life vest.
Santius?
Ron DeSantis. Santius. Whatever. I mean, I kind of like him, but whatever.
Well, I think it's because Trump calls him sanctimonious.
He does, actually. He's been standing outside the pool with his life vest on. Finally, dips his toe in the water like, okay, I'm going to do it. And everybody's been knowing he's going to jump in the pool for the presidential race. I have a lot of really good thoughts on this, by the way, that might surprise you.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I do.
We also have this week, Target is being boycotted because not just because of their transgender tucking swimwear, but because it was designed by an avowed Satanist.
Yeah, you got to bring Satan in there. And then they're competing with the Dodgers, with Bud Light, and the North Face for who can be the wokest. So we're going to bring you that and so much more today on this week's Headline News. Don't go anywhere unless you're going to get some popcorn and come right back.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today. Huh?
All right, here's the deal, Leah.
Yeah?
First of all, I don't really even like the North Face because they're too expensive.
It's just kind of one of those, like, elitist brands.
We went into a North Face outlet once, and it was like, I can't afford the most clearance thing in here. Well, technically, like, I could, but I choose not to.
I choose not to.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I can't, I would be able to afford that thing.
Yeah.
But not like on a regular basis, like where I buy my clothes there, I buy my jackets there. Like, yeah. It's not going to happen. You know when we pick them up, though, and I'm not going to lie.
When?
We get them at Goodwill.
Yeah.
We have done that.
Yep.
But I don't like the
secondhand.
I don't like the company because I feel like they cater to the snob sometimes.
I think that you're picking up something that they're laying down. I feel like there's something about certain companies that you just can kind of get a feel for them. Mm-hmm. Like with Target.
Mm-hmm.
We don't shop at Target. We barely ever go into Target. We've been boycotting Target before it was cool, like in the 90s, because they supported
abortion.
Right? Well, I didn't think that this ad I'm going to show you from the North Face was real. Because when I do think of the North Face, I do think
outdoor hiking, outdoors, climbing mountains, winter.
Like even the coloring of their clothes has it like kind it's of a muted, fresh palette.
Natural tone.
Yeah. And then they stick a transgender clown in the middle of the forest and basically saying "Buy North Face." And it's cruel to my eyes. Okay. Because honestly, when I think the North Face, or if I think of Columbia or Merrill or any of these outdoor brands, I want to see a mountain with like white peaks and some nice pine trees or a river or something, not a clown. I hate clowns.
You know what I would be interested in finding out though? Because you mentioned like Columbia and Merrill and stuff. I don't get the same feeling from them that I get from the
North
Face.
They might not have the same
prior to this commercial.
Well, let's watch this commercial and then I want to hear your thoughts.
Hi, it's me, Patagonia, a real-life homosexual. And today, I'm here with the North Face.
We are here to invite you to come out in nature with us.
Wow, this is nice. We like to call this little tour the Summer of Pride. So come outside and celebrate the beautiful LGHGTV community. That's pretty gay.
I am so offended by that commercial, and here's why. Because I get that you and I occasionally get a little Valley Girl, and I think our tone kind of is sometimes that way. But if I came on and I did the show like this, would you even watch my show? Does this exemplify what a woman really is?
I hate, stop.
I find it offensive. Like, yeah. I am offended that's what a woman is to men.
But the face.
No. Let's just think about this. To homosexual men, that's, or not even just trans, whatever. Like, that's what a woman is? A drag queen. But he says, I'm a real life homosexual. Like, who cares a real life? Like, what, a fake one?
It's very strange. If you want equal rights, then present yourself respectable. Like, this is what if I truly, let me do you better. Okay. All right. If I'm coming from your side and I want to push an agenda, you know what I'm gonna have two dudes hiking.
Come on, man.
Right. And yeah. Maybe, and if I wanted to push the envelope, I might even two nice looking dudes in some nice looking shorts, outdoorsy looking guys, maybe a couple right. beards. Okay. Maybe like a Jeep in the background, and have, if I wanted to push the envelope, I would have one propose to the other. That's what I would do to push an agenda. That's what I would do if I were them.
Have them have a kid.
Or yeah. Walk around with, you would have them. Yeah. And what you're, that would be normalizing homosexuality. That ain't normal. Okay. If I see that thing walking in a forest, run. I'm getting out my bear spray and I'm running. I'm running the other way because aliens have invaded, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm calling Will Smith. Okay? Because we're going to need some help up in here.
Here come the men in black. So here's the deal, though. You hit the nail on the head.
I was thinking Independence Day, but okay. Yeah. And more, that is more men in black. Yes. Aliens. I wasn't, yeah.
Nowhere on any planet will anyone, any woman, any sane person, male or female, be out in the woods hiking in that outfit.
That is the op. Why didn't they put, here's the thing. If you're going to do transgender, then put them in a nice North Face outfit.
Exactly. Like, so is North Face making good. Those kinds of clothing now?
But here's the thing. You're not going to wear your stupid wig if you're hiking the Himalayan mountains.
First of all, it's going to get hot. Maybe the Himalayan mountains might actually provide some warmth.
I despise what you have just done to nature. My nature. It is my nature, my trees, and you put a daggum clown with rainbow skirt and whatever was on their face and whatever was going on with that wig. It was unnatural. And it made me despise what I viewed because I love nature. I love going out in nature. It's peaceful and calm. That's the annoying person playing Makaraki music Mexican.
First of all, you know what I'm talking about? Mariachi band.
Mariachi music at like 12 o'clock at night and you're trying to sleep in the middle of a campground. Like, that's the kind of, like, you know.
No one wants to hike where that guy's out there gallivanting.
You're supposed to wear calm tones, okay, and blend in. Speaking of blending in, Target. Now Michelle and I, we did a whole episode on this.
We did.
The Target transgender line of clothing with complete
Which is straight up ugly.
A swimsuit. This is so disgusting. That would restrict a little boy's wee-wee to try to hide it, which I don't think you can in a swimsuit. Okay.
No.
And to try to hide it so that people think that he's a girl in a swimsuit. And it gives instructions. We talked about this with the binding. They have the chest binders for girls. This is unnatural
to do these kinds of things, yes.
Men should not be doing anything weird with your wee-wee. Women should not be binding their chest. Girls and boys. I think the reason people have allowed Target's been Rainbow Pride for years.
Yeah, this was not surprising to me.
You go into Target in June and you expect rainbows.
Yeah.
You expect pride stuff.
Right.
And people were generally okay with that. Mm-hmm. Okay. They would make fun of the here comes the rainbow month, right? But this is harmful to children, like harming their bodies. And people do draw the line between harming somebody's mind and harming their
Beyond
body.
Beyond that, though, when they included this Satanism angle, and it was designed by a Satanist.
So a girl.
It has Satanist a trans male all over it.
A trans male woman.
Right.
Cut her hair off and took some testosterone, and she's a designer. And she supposedly loves Satan and says Satan will accept your pronouns or whatever. There were a real tarot cards on
for sale.
Target
this
shelves.
Is part of the line, yeah.
So this is I think I'm glad because we always say this when Satan comes at you with a pitchfork and horns,
it's way easier to identify than an angel.
And then what we need to do is stop and recap and say, how did we get here? And was Satan here long before we thought he was?
At Target.
So Satan was at Target long before the transgender Target Satanist designer.
So true.
Okay, let's roll this clip here.
Target, because I heard that their new Pride collection was out. So let's take a look. This is a special swimsuit. It is invented for tucking. Live, laugh, lesbian. Are they amoebas? These don't even look like people. Queer. This right here. These are baby clothes. They say that grooming isn't happening. Then why are there pride baby onesies? Trans people will always exist. This is the ugliest shirt I've ever seen. I don't care if you're queer. Why would you wear this? This is ugly. Kids go into a pride parade. You get a little pride skirt for your kid. Super queer. It's like a superpower. Honestly, Target, what is going on? This is pretty disgusting. A whole collection for pride. The tucking bathing suit, though. This is something new. I have yet to see a bathing suit that is for tucking.
I just want to point out how hideous the entire line is.
Pretty ugly.
Like, it's cruelty to transgender
it's
children.
Cruelty to your eyes. I keep seeing, every time I saw that, the
These
ones
are
with
our
the,
options. This
like
is
the
what
black
we get.
Shirt with the green sleeves. I keep thinking of those really ugly St. Patrick's Day shirts that come out.
Mm-hmm.
They're just god awful.
Don't buy them.
Don't buy them. You're right. So it's ugly clothing. Why would a pride rainbow be grooming on a baby's onesie?
That's an excellent question.
Do you want me to answer it or do you have the answer?
Oh, well, I didn't know. I thought it was more like a more redundant question. It would be grooming on children because they want to groom children. It's a very simple answer.
No, it's not. Well, no. Why is that? People want to know, well, why can't you put pride? Why can't you put rainbows? Because as we talked about on our show, homosexuality and lesbianism is a sexual preference. When you say you are gay, when you're saying you're homosexual, you're talking about homosexuality. You're not talking about men being men. You're not talking about women being women. You're talking about not talking about just normal everyday things. You see a gay person walking down the street, you wouldn't know any difference. What's the difference when they tell you, I want to have sex with men? So when you have a pride rainbow, a baby is saying men can have sex with men. It has nothing to do with innate human humanity and who you are. Are you a mathematician? Are you a doctor? Are you some? No. Homosexuality, lesbianism, LGBT, all has to do
first
with
of all
sexuality.
I think you just mean gay and lesbians, because homosexuals are okay. Lesbians are homosexuals.
So why you would not put that on a baby's onesie is because what you're talking about
you didn't
is sexuality.
Ask why not? That wasn't your question. You're saying why did they? That was your question.
No, I said, why is it, if you put that on there, why is that grooming?
Oh, I missed that question.
Okay, why would you consider a rainbow flag on a baby's onesie grooming the child? Why couldn't you put, isn't that just everybody's accepting of gay and gay people? No. When you get kids involved in the rainbow, you're getting kids thinking about homosexuality. If you want kids to just accept people, you just tell kids to accept people.
Although I want to push back on this a little bit, and here's why. Not on what you're saying is valid under the umbrella of what we grew up with, which is just homosexuality. However, what they are stating now is that children can literally change their gender, which may not necessarily end up with them being a homosexual. Okay, if they changed their gender to some to XYZ, I don't care what you want to name it, and yet their biological sex is still attracted to the opposite biological sex, that doesn't they're not a homosexual.
It all has to do with sexuality.
But they're saying no, it's just who I am as a person. It's how I want to
when
express
it comes
myself.
To transgender, when it comes to trans, the T.
The transgenderism is what I'm saying, which there was a lot on those shirts that was talking about transgenderism. However, we didn't get a chance to show you guys. We
then
did on our show earlier
it
this
T.
week.
Don't make it because LGB, that it's called bisexual for a reason.
Right.
It's called lesbian for a reason. It's called these because they want to have sex with the
but
same
once, what
gender.
What I'm saying is
it's
once
all
you hit,
sexual.
Once you hit the trans part, okay,
that would
they
be
are
it.
Then saying it's just who I am.
But the
how
whole
I
rainbow is
myself.
All one.
But as like I was getting ready to say, this week when we did a whole episode on this, so we don't need to like go too long in it, but in that we were able to showcase a lot of the actual shirts. There was one where it was all very skeleton-like. Many of them were very skeleton-like, very satanic, very death cult, where one is a skeleton adult reaching down with some light to a skeleton baby, like child, which again, they're to showcase what you're talking about with the pedophilia. That is the be-all, end-all goal. And you make a hugely valid points for everything that you're saying. I'm kind of playing devil's, literally, devil's
okay,
advocate.
Okay, then answer the devil's advocate question about why even talking about transgenderism is grooming of a child.
Well, that's not, no, you're not asking me a question about trans. You're saying,
I'm saying that the LGB.
And so your question for me is why isn't it?
No, I'm saying that it is grooming a child. Why? How is that grooming of a child, the
That's
transgender?
You're not asking me to play devil's advocate.
I'm not asking you to play
you
devil's
advocate. You just said, you're playing devil's
advocate. No, I said answer your devil's advocate. Answer your devil's advocate.
Okay, you want me to put back in my Michelle role?
Yes, I want you to answer yourself. I want you to, okay, so somebody comes at you and says exactly what you just said.
Right.
Well, no, kids can change their gender. This has nothing to do with their sexuality. Yes, it is grooming, and this is why.
Because whenever you go to confuse someone's gender, it's going to confuse their sexuality. And as they grow into puberty, they will be very confused. And as they advance into adulthood, everything is going to become completely hypersexualized. Because when you go to change, your gender is irrevocably tied to your sexuality.
Exactly, because we're talking about something. This is sexuality is something that we are all born with.
Right,
okay,
right.
We are all born with organs, sexual organs. And they are targeting little babies, saying that the sexual organs you have been given may not be the sexual. You don't talk to a baby about their sexual organs and or what they're going to have.
So you're making
when they go into puberty, you don't get to talk to kids about how you certainly don't get to talk about kids about and have them wear things about, well, what my sexual organs are going to be this or that. That's what they're doing in these transgender surgeries.
The be all and end all answer to your question is this leads to either chemical or physical castrations, which are sexual in nature, and that is grooming. When a doctor goes in to cut off sexual body parts of a child or an adult, that is sexual in nature, and especially when it happens to children, it is pedophilia, it is genital mutilation, and that is why it is grooming.
If you tell kids that they can change their gender, that is sexual molestation.
Yeah.
If you encourage that a child is going to be a boy or a girl, those people are pedophiles. They're grooming children.
Why though?
Because it is sexual molestation.
Because it's causing the child to be hyper-focused on their
sexual
organs
that they don't even have fully developed yet.
Exactly.
And then they have to think at 8, 4, 5, 6 years old. Sexual thoughts.
Exactly.
What if you put a kid, an 8-year-old kid or 10-year-old kid on hormone blockers, you have to tell them about sex. You have to tell them about the pleasure. You have to tell them, well, you won't be able to have this and you won't be able to have that.
And that's
it's
all pedophilia.
Literally sexual. 100%. When I see Desmond the Great dressed up in drag, that child has the look all over him of a violently molested child.
100%.
Okay. Speaking of molestation of your mind.
And I know this is hard to get through, guys, but we have to talk about it.
It is the worst thing that they're doing to kids right now.
100%.
It is absolutely the worst thing. Then this next clip is so diabolical. There were clips that I couldn't show you.
The Jesus on the cross one?
Yeah, did you watch it?
I did.
Okay, so the LA Dodgers baseball team, if you didn't know, they disinvited a group for Pride Month that crossed a line because they were mocking nuns and mocking Jesus. They dress up as nuns. They mock Jesus.
They were essentially pole dancing around a cross with a man on the cross as Jesus.
Yeah, and there was a guy
and
on
another
top
man
of him
pole dancing around Jesus.
It was so sexual. And these are these nuns.
Yeah.
They disinvited them with uproar. They invited them back. Now, there is a tremendous amount of backlash because actually, whether you know it or not, there's a lot of Catholics that they have offended, Hispanics and things like that in California.
Thanks.
And I hope that the Dodgers cease to be a baseball team. Watch this clip.
Are the LA Dodgers about to give a platform and award a group who has a member who's a child sex offender? The LA Dodgers invited the Sisters of Indulgence in order to give them the Community Hero Award, and then disinvited them after backlash and has now re-invited the group.
It's time for Dodger baseball, this time with nuns.
Today, the Dodgers doing a 180, writing in a statement, "We have asked the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to take their place on the field."
The Sisters of Indulgence have a member named William Travis Dees. Dees was busted by a group called Houston Mass Resistance doing a drag queen story hour for children, even after he was tried and convicted of sexually assaulting 4 children ages 4, 5, 6, and 8. William Travis Dees is seen here holding a rubber chicken, which is reportedly an expression to show an adult man's love for underage boys. Travis Dees is also a self-described sex worker. The Dodgers didn't care about the group openly mocking Jesus, and they've been doing that for a long time. Will the Dodgers still award a group who has a member who has sexually assaulted multiple children? Now let's move on to Target and their relationships. After backlash, Target has reportedly ended their relationship with the Satanist and self-described trans demon. But even after all this, has Target not learned their lesson and partnered with another one?
Really good questions there. So yeah.
So he made a really valid point. I mean, the lines that they're crossing may really bother us with the pole dancing around the cross of Jesus, but if you have someone there that literally has been convicted of molesting children, so now the LA Dodgers are condoning actual pedophilia.
Men who dress up as women have a problem in their head. They are not okay.
Yeah.
We bring up Mrs. Doubtfire all the time. So Sally Fields is looking for someone to nanny her children because she's getting divorced from Robin Williams. And he wants to be the nanny. right? So he takes the phone calls, reroutes them, and pretends to be all these different nannies so that they pick, so that she picks Mrs. Doubtfire.
Right.
And one of the phone calls is to a gay transgender guy.
Right.
And says, I don't work with the males because I used to be one.
Right.
Right. And she immediately hangs up. Because that's what you would do.
You wouldn't let them
you
around your children.
You don't let children. You do not. And they knew that in the 90s.
Literally could not be made today.
No, because even his brother and brother-in-law, they were gay.
Yeah.
But everybody knew that you don't have kids around transgenders because they are not okay in the head.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love that we can say that on the Bryce Young.
That's
Report.
Exactly where I was going. Go ahead.
All right. So here's the deal, guys. If you want to get completely free and uncensored programming, continue to support the Brighteon TV network by going to the Brighteon store, brighteonstore.com. Use promo code CHICKS. You'll save 5%. I am telling you, my favorite thing, and I push this every single week, is the Hawaiian astaxanthin, the king of carotenoids. You get free radicals just by drinking store-bought milk. And what helps flush free radicals from your system other than the Hawaiian astaxanthin? So that's a daily thing for us.
So the iodine, the silver, he's actually has a new pillow.
I know.
A silver, it's like antimicrobial.
It's
like,
competition.
I know.
Mike Lindell, I don't know what you're going to do, but I would go check it out. Go to thebrighteonstore.com, use promo code CHICKS, you'll save 5%, and you'll be supporting this kind of programming that you literally cannot get anywhere else. And if you want more, stay tuned because we will be right back right after this.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Hey, hang on, I got to get one of these.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands.
Visit BrightionMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrightionMetals.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochsi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back.
I have been waiting, Leah.
I
feel like I've been waiting all week. For a really long time.
For a presidential candidate like you.
No, not really. I wanna say this to you guys.
Okay.
I don't care where you land on the Trump DeSantis thing. Like, I literally don't care. I am not loyal. I'm not a loyalist. I'm not loyal to Trump. I'm not loyal to Jesus. To DeSantis.
What's one of our taglines?
We don't lean right. We don't lean left. We lean on the word of God.
Okay? Stand up straight. And so when it came to Trump, what I loved about
are
the
you going
to
let me tell you what I've been waiting all
who
week
were
to
supporting
say?
Trump is that they didn't
finish your sentence.
Rah-rah him, but it was about the issues. Go ahead.
Exactly. But I'm taking a bird's eye view on this whole thing. Okay, is that your bird's eye view?
Looking down at all the people fighting.
And I want to ask you guys, please do not participate in what I believe to be a completely manufactured kind of duel between Trump and DeSantis.
Hey,
and
when I say
manufactured, what do I mean? I believe that when DeSantis says, you know, we're about to see in a second, like, I kind of was surprised at some of the jabs that Trump was taking at me. I think he genuinely means that. But there is no reason whatsoever to be upset at Ron DeSantis entering the race. He is not going to be the nominee in the primary. He is setting up a 2028 run. And He's building momentum for that. He has to run now in order to run in 2028. So why is everyone so upset? This is not a legitimate run. And the fact that Trump's getting upset, the fact that Trump supporters are getting all upset, I can't believe Ron DeSantis has entered the race. This is just so, it's going to split the ticket. Guys, no, that is not. I don't know why Trump is coming out swinging so hard against DeSantis. I can't figure out. Mm-hmm. But don't buy into this. I don't even know what to call it. What is happening right now?
Well, Trump.
But the Trump supporters.
Trump is saying that he, and we'll play this on the second part of our show if you guys watch it.
The after show. ResistanceChicks.com.
Donald Trump released a new campaign video today, calling on Republicans to unite behind the MAGA movement in order to win the 2024 presidential election. Trump accused Biden's puppet masters of attempting to divide the Republican Party and said polling proved he is the only candidate capable of defeating Joe Biden next November. And I disagree. And here's why. We all know that it's rigged. So what do you mean? You can't, nobody can beat him but with a miracle.
Come on, then thank you, Leah. Some people believe.
Trump, they will not let you win. We haven't fixed 2020.
So talking from both sides, if you are pro-Trump, all right, if you're pro-Trump and you're very angry that DeSantis has entered the race, you are crazy if you think that Trump is going to win without a miracle, because he already lost and they have done nothing to fix it.
Exactly.
Nothing to fix it. If you are a DeSantis supporter and you're like, it can't be Trump, the only way that we're going to win is if DeSantis is on the ticket. Let me tell you something. If Ron DeSantis wins, without us fixing anything, then if he wins, is a puppet. Then he is a puppet and he is a neocon, and look out because it's going to be ugly. That's bona fide fact. If he is against the system, he can't win because we haven't fixed the system and only the power god's going to cause it to win. So why is everyone getting so upset about this? Like, that's where I stand on it.
That's true.
Bird's eye view. That's my stance.
So he went on with Elon Musk on Twitter. Now, a lot of people got upset with him saying, why would you announce on Twitter? Well, why announce at a normal press? I hate press conferences.
I know.
Where you have like all the stupid media sitting in front of you. You read a speech. So his critics, Ron DeSantis' critics, say that he doesn't have charisma. They say that it was kind of a flop, that Twitter crashed. They should have done it on YouTube. You know, you're not going to please everybody.
Right.
And he had millions of people watching. I think, like, within the first hour, there was, like, 4 million people watching. 24 million people ended up seeing parts of it. Megan, who's the chick from Fox News? Megan, what's her name?
Oh, Kelly. Yes.
She came out and said, he has no charisma. He's deader than a doornail. Candace Owens says, Obama had it. Trump had it. Ron DeSantis doesn't have it. Something that Ron DeSantis does have that I don't think Trump has is the ability to actually just do stuff on the down low without making a big show of it. He went after, did you know Trump went after DeSantis because DeSantis went too far with Disney? Trump doesn't go far enough.
Right.
DeSantis, he held his ground on so many issues, and I would like to praise, here's the thing, by their fruits you should know them. Can we not talk about the fact that DeSantis is the best Republican governor as far as the issues mm-hmm. in the whole country? Now, maybe it's graded on a curve. Maybe he's not great. Maybe there are no great ones. Maybe there will never be a great one.
This reminds me of the Old Testament, right? He's one of the kings that was like super awesome, but didn't pull down the high places. Like, you got everything right, but then there was just like this one thing that you didn't get right. Because so many, like all the Trump supporters have their list of like the two things, the two bills that DeSantis signed into law, right? And they're all upset about those. But I'm like, but what about Trump and the vaccine? And this is not Lee and I shilling for DeSantis. I don't care. I'm not behind either candidate at this point.
Can we talk about the issues?
I am literally like this, okay? Now, you may get upset. Oh, Leah Michelle, you don't know just how Ron DeSantis, he really is a rhino, and he never would have won that election down in Florida if it weren't for X, Y, Z, da, 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 da. Okay, you've got that, but you have to weigh that against all the other amazing things he's done as governor in Florida. Oh, no one wants to talk about that.
Yeah, all right. I want to play this clip where he is asked, would you consider being Trump's vice president? That might be the best ticket. He sidesteps that and he answers a lot of Trump's criticisms of him. Yeah. Let's see this.
Trump, I think a lot of conservatives, you know, we kind of laugh when you hear it, but a lot of conservatives believe that a Trump DeSantis or DeSantis Trump ticket is unbeatable. Real quick thought on that, and then we'll go into some of the other stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that some of the things he's been attacking me on, I've been a little surprised at, because he's attacking me from the left. And that really wasn't the Donald Trump from 2015 and 2016. I mean, he was a hard charger, leaning in on all the issues, very edgy on conservative issues. And it was part of the reason he did so well. But when he's taken Disney's side against me, I just kind of wonder, like, okay, I get he wants to hit me, but don't take the side of a multinational corporation that wants to sexualize kids. He's also hitting me against voting against immigration amnesty. There was the Good Lat 2 bill in 2018, and he said that was akin to voting against the wall. But that bill was a 2 million person amnesty for illegal aliens, very little money for any border security. All conservatives opposed it. He did support it as president, which a lot of us were upset about. But to hit me for being taking the America First position, I just think is a little strange. So I'm not sure what his strategy is, but I think he's taking positions that are a little bit different than 4 or 5 years ago.
And you know, DeSantis makes a really good point. If you are paying attention to Trump on the issues, there are some things that he's coming out hard line like we would like him to. And then there are other issues where he is literally trying to please and cater the left.
So I think we need to discuss at some point the fact that Trump came out and blamed pro-lifers mm-hmm. for the midterm losses.
Yeah.
He said pro-lifers went too far in trying to totally ban abortion.
Exactly.
So that's like saying that anti-slavery abolitionists go so far as trying to totally ban Slavery.
Yeah.
But even worse, because I talk about this all the time. Slavery is really, really bad. But murder is worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Molestation is really, really bad. But, you know, murder and torture is worse. Like, there are different levels of evil. And slavery is something that everybody can agree on. But murder, what if they just went and murdered them all in Africa?
Right.
Okay? Like, that's like genocidally crazy, man. And murder is worse. People who kill babies are homicidal maniacs. They need Jesus and they need some help. And there are certain reasons that people have abortions, but it's still homicide.
Exactly.
And for Trump to say that Christians, here's the thing. Trump is coming after me.
When he says that, yes.
Trump is saying that if I support candidates, maybe in my state legislature, it's at the state legislature. So if I were to support Candace Keller, who wants to totally ban abortion, mm-hmm. that I would be losing seats in the midterm, like it's my fault.
Because you're not compromising.
And if we don't push, we always said from the very beginning that we would hold Trump's feet to the fire. Are we doing that?
No. Everyone, listen, and guys, we go on with Real America's Voice every Wednesday morning, and I love the RAV team. They are phenomenal.
I thought we all agreed that we would do this, hold his feet to the fire.
But we were listening to Steve Bannon's War Room, right? Mm-hmm. And we listened to that a lot, and I love it. But they're so Trumpy. Like, they're not ever calling out anything that he does wrong. And
the vaccine. They have all the anti-vaccine people on, all the anti-lockdown people, but Trump hasn't apologized at all for any of that.
He hasn't even walked it back.
All right. So we're going to talk more about this later on our after show, resistancechicks.com. So join us there. But I do want to tell you another story this week. Very weird. Some guy went to the White House in a U-Haul, said he has bombs, didn't have bombs, said he was going to blow something up. He didn't. And then he had a swastika flag. And he said he was a Nazi, but he's Hispanic. Wow. He's a white supremacist. And so it fell flat because they couldn't find a white guy who they had MK Ultra'd or whatever. Or maybe this was for an immigration status or something. I don't know why this person would do this with the Nazi flag. But charges are being lowered and certain charges are being dropped. Even though he went and he supposedly wanted to kill the president of the United States. Stuart Rhodes, I think that's his name, the head of the Oath Keepers, gets 16 years in prison. He didn't even go into the Capitol. This kid tried to go and drive a U-Haul into the White House and is going to get less time than that.
Wow.
Let's roll this clip from Glenn Beck.
They see this truck. They got a guy who's pulled out a Nazi flag out of his backpack. They put him to the ground. Then they display the Nazi flag. Never seen that before. They lay it out nicely on the ground because they've only backed the people up a little bit, so people are taking pictures of it. Then, what do you think would be done with that truck? I would think you would call the bomb squad and you would say, get to the White House. We have a truck. There may be a bomb in it. And you would have video of that little robot coming to open that door, right? And you probably wouldn't have video except from the robot because you would have moved people out at least a block away. They didn't do that. Instead, they just open up the door. And then they start rifling through stuff and taking stuff out and putting it out almost like you do when you've confiscated drugs. So the media can come in and take pictures of it. They lay it out. I've never seen that before. Never seen that before. Okay. So we either have out of control police that are working for the safety of our president who should not be there because what are you doing? Why are you up? Where was the bomb squad? But then it gets really weird. Yesterday, the DOJ takes his charges, remember, charged with threatening to kill, kidnap, or inflict harm on a president, vice president, or family member, as well as assault with a dangerous weapon, reckless operation of a motor vehicle, trespassing, and destruction of federal property. He planned it for 6 months. they downgraded his federal charges to a single count of destruction of federal property. Can somebody help me with that? They have been trying to put people who are trying to, who are extremists, white nationalists, they say, extremists. Here's a guy, he's not white, but he has a Nazi flag. He loves Hitler. He said he's going to kill the president. He actually takes a truck and tries to get it close to the White House. And you're only charging him? Didn't you put grandma in prison for the rest of her life for parading? You're going to charge him with destruction of property? Now, I'm not alleging anything, because it could just be, this is a POC thing. Oh, he's a person of color. He's a minority. He shouldn't be charged. I don't know. It could be that everybody in Washington is on drugs. They're zombie robots. I don't know. But this isn't right. Something is wrong.
You know, Lee and I are sitting here chuckling through that entire clip because Glenn knocked that one out of the park. The fact that they laid all that stuff out.
Oh, my gosh.
In front of the U-Haul. I mean, this is...
Oh, my gosh.
Does it get any more on the nose?
Okay, so and wait. I have to fix something.
But the fact that they didn't take the bomb squad robot... How did they know there was no bomb? He's saying there's a bomb.
Because they know. Okay, so it wasn't Hispanic. He was, I guess, like probably Indian, whether they would call it Asian. Monday night, Sai Vershith Kandula.
Okay.
19 years old from Chesterfield, Missouri, attempted to crash a U-Haul truck through the security perimeter of the White House. He was arrested while saying he was attempting to kill and kidnap.
Because I don't know if
Joe Biden kill first Kamala. Or then which one?
And Kamala.
Oddly, during the event, the Capitol Police never called the bomb squad, never moved the crowd or the media back from the truck, and simply opened the vehicle and started placing. This is all like, okay, we don't have much time, Michelle. We have to like kind of do a white supremacist thing. Go get a guy and then just throw it all on the ground.
Can we play this up a little bit better? But we don't have a white guy. What are we going to do?
I got this guy. He owes me a favor.
You think they'll buy it if he's not a white guy?
His parents have some immigration issues. So this is the guy. This is a guy we can use. Then ask me why we wouldn't. Do we have the bomb squad come? No. We have to do this now. It's got to be quick. So let's just throw it out there. They'll buy the Hillary people. Those people are so brainwashed. They'll just eat anything up. Okay, we just got to throw the flag out there.
I can't.
All right, so they started placing the contents, the swastika flag on the ground for the media to photograph. The entire event, including the way the authorities handled the truck, is seriously sketchy. Kandula was then federally charged with threatening to kill, kidnap, or inflict harm on a present vice president or a family member, assault with a dangerous weapon, reckless operation of a motor vehicle, destruction of federal property, and trespassing, according to the U.S. Park Police. However, yesterday, the DOJ, I think it was 2 days ago, dropped all the charges except for
destruction
of federal property. Considering that the J6 attendees have been charged and locked up for just going around the Capitol, not destroying federal property.
Not saying that they wanted to kidnap or kill.
This is very, very strange. So walk around the Capitol building on January 6th and you are a domestic violent extremist. Drive a U-Haul into the White House security perimeter, waving a Nazi flag while admitting you were trying to kidnap and murder the president. And you're just a bad driver. A bad driver.
Wow.
All right, you guys. We want to leave enough time here. We are going to sign off here in a minute, but I'm going to leave you with a song done by Jimmy Levy and a bunch of other really great MAGA rappers about Target. And this is how I think we win this narrative.
The fact that they came out with this song so fast.
I know. Going on the offense, showing in music and in song the ridiculousness of the left-wing agenda.
Yeah. So before we roll that, in the last couple seconds that we have left, guys, Scott Kesterson is putting on a Bards Fest in Yuba City. We went to the first one last year.
Where is that? What state?
California.
Cali, baby.
We won't be there to this one. There's a couple other ones that are happening, but it's June 7th through the 10th. Go to bardsfest.com and get your tickets.
If you're on the West Coast,
it's going to be absolutely phenomenal.
Go.
You don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Shemaine Nugent's going to be there. There's a whole host of other people.
Chambers.
Yeah. Lieutenant P.F. Chambers. Doc Chambers.
It's going to change your life, so just go.
Just go. Bardsfest.com. Leah, Revelation Red Pill. Every Wednesday on ResistanceChicks.com.
Learn how the world's not ending in this generation.
Learn how we win. We're taking back the narrative. We are not waiting for, you know, Chicken Little, the sky is falling. Just wait for Jesus to come back and suck us out of here. We take dominion now.
We have partnered with ITM Trading. If you guys need to get your savings out of retirement accounts
or cash money, put it in gold and silver.
Yes. Go to itmtrading.com
or learn.itmtrading.com/chicks and let them know that we sent you, and they will help you get into something that's solid, gold and silver. All right, let's roll this clip.
Yeah, yeah. Attention all shoppers, attention all shoppers. Yeah, yeah. There's a cleanup on every aisle.
Yeah, yeah.
Target is targeting your kids.
Yeah. They put a target on my back, but they're targeting your kids. They don't even need to ask, because you all know what it is. Yeah, that's why I keep a strap, and I'm always by my best. This agenda gotta stop. Yeah, you know we gonna win when they target, target, yeah, they target and target, target, yeah, they target kids. Target, target, yeah, they target and target, target, yeah, they target kids.
You know the targets, they're wrong, trying to play with these kids. It's the mayor of Megaville. Preaching again, you know the LGBTQ done went too far. You know they cutting these kids, they leaving trannies with scars. Why they pushing agenda, promoting sexual genders? I'm only rocking with Bruce, don't rock with no Caitlyn Jenner. You think that gay shit gon' get you paid? Yeah, we gon' see. It's Mar-a-Lago 2024, we trumpin', baby.
They put a target on my back, but they're targeting your kids. They don't even need to ask, cause you all know what it is. Yeah, that's why I keep a strap, and I'm always by my best. This agenda gotta stop. Yeah, you know we gonna win when they target, target, yeah, they target and target, target, yeah, they target kids. Target, target, yeah, they target and target, target, yeah, they target kids.
Heard the news story, target, targeting kids. They going after our youth, and yeah, they do it like this. If you ain't mad yet, well, then you better be pissed. Let's protest until they close and they ain't gonna be missed. Why they got pride shirts in the kids' clothing section? Why they trying to mess with the kids and give misconceptions? They manipulating minds and making evil impressions. Got little boys tucking out by time they teens got depression.
We need to clean up on every island side. This door Satan resides. Wash it with the blood of Christ. It's needed here, so don't think twice. Dating with a Satanist, we all know this is the end. God is coming for revenge. Target is targeting.
They put a target on my back, but they're targeting your kids. They don't even need to ask, cause you all know what it is. Yeah, that's why I keep a strap, and I'm always by my best. This agenda gotta stop. Yeah, you know we gonna win when they target, target, yeah, they target and target, target, yeah, they target kids. Target, target, yeah, they target and target.